Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. That's Richie Valenzuela. Richie Valens, also known as. Bringing us back, the late, great Richie. Welcome back, and it's I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. We're celebrating our 18th anniversary, kicking off the 19th year of the Small Business Advocate Show with an original founding member of our brain trust, Elise Menon. Couldn't do without her. She's been such an abiding resource and great friend to us over the years. More than 17 years she's been hanging out with us, founder of Marketing Mentor, author of a bunch of books on marketing that you need to check out at marketing-mentor, including The Art of Self-Promotion, including Stop Pushing Me Around is a great book on introverts, and she's our good friend Elise Bennett. Welcome back. We're glad you're here.
Thank you, Jim.
And also, we've been talking about content marketing. You're talking about that as a way of reinventing yourself with customers, right? With the way you reach out and touch them.
Yes, and establishing yourself as an expert in the face of, if you will, a certain type of customer or client using information that is relevant to them.
Right.
And one of the main problems I see that I'm trying to help solve is that people can't figure out how to tap into what I would call their content. What do I have to say? What could I possibly say that no one else has said?
Right.
And my first response to that is stop trying to be original. There is nothing original. Nobody has to be original. That really what's important in your content is often reaffirming to people what they already knew,
mm-hmm.
or reminding them of things that they forgot, or just saying something that they may have been thinking in the back of their mind, but they weren't sure, and then here you come along and say it again,
mm-hmm.
which just reinforces the idea for them. So with that in mind, I came up with four ways that people can tap into the sources of their content. You want to hear them?
I do.
All right. The first one is to be a problem solver.
Mm-hmm.
So that means you figure out or listen for what the problems are that your best ideal clients are having, and you use your content to solve them.
And again, I just got to stick this in, folks. Remember, people are choosing a company to do business with at this level, at the information level, at the helpful level, at the relevance level. They're choosing companies to do business with, heavily weighting their decision at this level long before they even know whether you're competitive or not.
Absolutely.
Go
because
ahead.
They
yeah.
have to be very selective about who they spend
right.
their time in talking to or getting proposals from.
Because they got 130 options minimum. I mean, Amazon's giving them that, right? And so they've got they're doing it. So go ahead. Now that's one. What's the second one?
Second one is be a tipster. And that basically means come up with practical tips to help them do what they need to do or do better. What you're even going to help them do. So how
All right.
to.
All right.
Number three is be a reporter. In other words, again, you don't have to be original with your content. You can look around mm-hmm. in the world, see how what's happening in the industry, what's happening in the larger world, even in the universe, is and could potentially affect what they are doing or what they need to do to grow, and you use your content to inform them about that.
In the sales training that I'm doing with different companies that I work with now, at least I'm using some of your stuff some of the things you're talking about. I'm gonna do a better job now that I've talked to you about this. But this last one is so important because if you call on somebody and you find out or whatever reason, maybe through LinkedIn or whatever, you find out that they've got this challenge or this issue or something they're wondering about, and you see that somebody wrote an article about it, send it to them and say, hey, I thought this might help.
Absolutely.
Talk to you later, Jim. That's it. And you just did content marketing from as a reporter, and you just delivered relevance. All right, what's number four?
Number four is be a critic. In other words, as we said earlier, there's always something new coming along. People have trouble even focusing their attention on should they buy it, should they look into it, is it going to be good? You, perhaps even, you know, let's say you're an Apple, you know, a Mac consultant. You can review and critique and recommend products for that are relevant to your market in your content.
So these are all things, folks, to make you more relevant to customers. And these are the kinds of things that get you planted in their head as they're being bombarded with other offers that aren't helpful on their face, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, it's a process. It's a very gradual process, and it is building trust and credibility through useful and relevant information.
There's that word trust. It keeps showing up, doesn't it, Elise?
Yeah.
Trust was there at the beginning at Proto Market, and it's even more powerful today. Elise, I need your website one last time, please.
Marketing-mentor.com.
Elise, thanks for a great 18 great years. Come back soon.
My pleasure. Congratulations.
Thanks. We'll see you later. Elise Bennett, ladies and gentlemen, what a great resource she's been to us all these years. We'll get her back again real soon. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Whatever you do, don't go away.
At least the mystery is gone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.